It's 4:30 in the morning here in the Capital Taiwan. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, international calls are growing on the United States to respect the nuclear deal signed between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries in July 2015. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini reminds Washington that the agreement does not belong to one country. This is while Russia says there is no alternative for the accord and calls on all sides of the deal to respect it. This report brings you a closer look.
2 years have passed since the U.S., along with five major world powers, signed a historic nuclear deal with Iran and Austria. Washington agreed to remove all nuclear-related sanctions against Iran. However, it has imposed new sanctions against Iran, especially after President Donald Trump took office in January. The Trump administration also said it was launching an interagency review of whether the lifting of the sanctions against Iran was in the U.S. national security interests. But since the deal involved five other countries, many of them do not seem to share the same opinion with Washington. In her latest remarks, the European Union foreign policy chief called on the U.S. to respect the 2015 landmark deal. Federica Mogherini said that the agreement did not belong to one country, but rather to the international community. She added that the EU had a responsibility to make sure that the agreement was being implemented. Her comments were somehow echoed by the Russian deputy foreign minister, who criticized U.S. sanctions on Iran, stressing that they violate the spirit of the nuclear deal.
We are deeply disappointed by three rounds of additional U.S. sanctioning on entities both in Iran and some other countries. Already after the Trump administration inaugurated and took office. This is something that contradicts the spirit of the JCPOA, if not the letter. It rocks the JCPOA, undermines it essentially, and it's also a very unwelcome attempt to test the goodwill and good faith of the Iranian side, which in our view fully and completely observes and implements the JCPOA.
Sergei Ryabkov noted that there was no alternative to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. He also called on all sides, especially the U.S., to abide by the deal. Paris, another signatory to the JCPOA, also seems to be at loggerheads with the U.S. hostile policy toward Iran, after French energy giant Total signed a multi-billion dollar deal with Tehran last week to develop the South Pass offshore gas field. Analysts believe that many countries might reconsider any deal or business with the U.S. given the fact that Washington still refuses to fulfill its commitments under the Tehran Accord despite signing it.
America, everyone's going to have to reconsider that any kind of negotiation or any kind of deal that they get involved with the U.S., which they actually sign, whether they're really going to abide by the agreement. Because we see now a precedent being set that a new precedent can come in and say, well, I wasn't here when that was done, and I'm not going to be bound to any past agreements. And even Congress is now with wanting these sanctions with Iran because of just their missile program, which had nothing to do with their nuclear program. They're trying to weasel out of the deal.
The International Atomic Energy Agency and other organizations have time and again confirmed Iran's full compliance with the agreement since it was implemented in January 2016. Iran says it's the duty of those on the other side to show their commitment and push others who have so far refused to do so to stand by their words and give up their hostility toward the Islamic Republic.